This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Vegas! Don't you dare be sour! Clap for Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez and feel the power!
Hey, what's going on? Adrian Hernandez here, executive producer and co-host of The Chet Buchanan Show. And you're probably wanting to listen to an episode of The Chet Buchanan Show, which is why you are on The Chet Buchanan Show or 98.5 KLUC feed. And we interrupt that to bring you more quality audio, a very special edition of Unlikely, which is my baby. It's my show, Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez, because over the weekend, ComplexCon invaded Las Vegas. A lot of celebrities, lots of music, and a lot of great people in town. And some of those people were WWE people. And I'm not talking about like weird WWE people or not cool WWE people. I'm talking about WWE Universal Champion type people like the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. I'm talking about WWE Hall of Famers like the one and only Rey Mysterio. We were fortunate enough to spend some minutes with both of those gentlemen, and we'll bring that to you right after I let you know the Unlikely Show, the Unlikely Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. Most importantly, be sure to check it out on YouTube. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Be sure to follow me at Heavyweight Radio if you want to get more Unlikely. And speaking of more Unlikely, let's get to it. Cody Rhodes and Rey Mysterio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Unlikely at ComplexCon, literally backstage in the WWE booth. Of course, Las Vegas, the home of WrestleMania 41. Tickets on sale right now. And who better to talk about WrestleMania than the Universal Champion himself, Cody Rhodes? Cody, me. You were at SmackDown. You were at College Game Day. Now you're here in Las Vegas. When do you sleep?
Do you appreciate my efforts in getting here?
Thank you. I do greatly appreciate it.
I'll tell you where I slept. I slept in the most unsexy position on that plane, head in my chest, drooling on myself, to the flight attendant nudging me in the arm, all because I wanted to get out here and do this. FlexCon, so I love the grind. It's fun. There are no actual complaints. How often do you get to do that? College game day, come to ComplexCon, see a booth like this. It's a good day, man.
When you're QB1 of the WWE, I do have to ask you, there was rumors about CM Punk's dog, Larry, and how his merch is selling better than Legends and current talent.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's a rumor.
Well, has that, like, inspired Pharaoh to kind of step up the game, or?
So Pharaoh has more, this is going to sound so inside, he has more SKUs on the shelf. He's got a couple shirts, the plushes.
More SKUs on the shelf.
So
someone who worked retail, thank you for saying that.
Yeah, so Larry is killing it. He should be. We love Larry in our house. CM Punk loves Pharaoh, but Pharaoh is, Larry Larry is Larry's not there yet. I don't doubt Larry going to get there.
Fightful? Thank you. There's the headline.
We're talking about dogs, all right? It's just dogs. Larry's on his way, all right? Larry's on his way.
Before we get to WrestleMania, I need to ask you, and I'm sorry to do this. I'm taking you back to 2011. Extreme Rules, you had the tables match with Big Show.
Yeah.
In my opinion, one of the greatest finishes of a match ever.
And Big Show, look at Cody.
The drop kick and this 1 foot going through the table. Whose idea was that?
It's fun to pull back the curtain on this one now because I do think this person deserves credit for it and didn't get any because so many people thought, oh, maybe that wasn't supposed to happen. The Big Show. Big Show was so influential in my career and he doesn't even realize it because I was going through it when I was going up against him. And man, I'm lucky to have had that experience with him. That was his idea. Michael Hayes was right there to say, yep, let's do it. And it ended up being a very fun moment.
Absolutely brilliant. Now, of course, WrestleMania tickets are on sale. You were here in Las Vegas a couple weeks ago. You got to go to Allegiant Stadium, look over Raiders Field. And Las Vegas has played part in a lot of memorable moments for you in and out of the WWE.
Yeah.
Did you have a moment to kind of get flashbacks as you were looking at the field in the stadium?
I have had so many great moments when I was with WWE in Vegas, when I was with Ring of Honor at Sam's Town in Vegas, when I wrestled my brother at Double or Nothing. To be able to stand in Allegiant Stadium during the QB1 run is, I mean, all I could think was a lot of responsibility sits on this and what we do here and can we top 40? And I think people are going to be blown away with how we do it. We're definitely topping 40.
Well, speaking of that, there is a rumor that The Rock might not be a part of WrestleMania 41. We are a long ways away from WrestleMania, and as you know, plans change daily.
I mean, look at last year.
Would you be disappointed if The Rock's not a part of it in terms of being in the ring?
Well, I mean this, and this, I don't mean this in a like a smart aleck type way, but Rock is the director of the board. The man that is the final boss, Dwayne Johnson, is different from the final boss, and his outside the box thinking with Nick Khan and Triple H is part of WWE's record era, part of this WWE Netflix era. So in whether he's in the ring or whether he's not, he very much is still very involved with what happens at 41. I know when he comes back, I know who he'll come looking for, I know what to expect, but what I can say about WrestleMania 41 is keep the rumors going, keep them churning, enjoy the discourse, but I think what you will get will surprise you all.
There it is. And by the way, you asked Stone Cold, you extended an invitation to him to show up at WrestleMania.
Yeah, punch that legend card, dog.
Well, I got to talk to him a month ago and he said he's down.
I hope to be there this year.
Well, Cody said, he said, you haven't punched your ticket
if
enough.
If he needs another hand, I mean, I'll be there. Yeah.
So the invitation's still there?
He's also not far. I mean, we could helicopter him.
3 hours away.
Great American Bash style. I mean, this, I think Steve, Stone Cold Steve Austin being, we're talking inside here, but this babyface individual, and we're back in this unbelievable era where there's good guys in the business again. Here was the ultimate babyface who had the company on his back. I just would like him to be around to see how we're doing. I want him to know, like, hey, we're doing this Friday. We're doing this Saturday. And I hope he's proud of all of us because he really has set the table for us, him and The Rock, in a way that we can eat so fruitfully. So I'd love Steve to do anything.
Cody, we will see you in April. But until then, go get some sleep, QB1.
I don't think I'm going to sleep. I want to stay doing this interview because, yeah, he's about to take me somewhere I don't want to go.
Unlikely at Complex Con here in Las Vegas, of course, the home of WrestleMania 41. Tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. Thankful to be joined by an absolute legend, WWE Hall of Famer Rey Mysterio. Rey, let's get straight to it because you've been the man of the city. You've been to a lot of events, Raiders games, UFC events, and that's what I want to ask you. You were at UFC Noche at the Sphere. A lot of people want to see a WWE event inside that building. Talk to me about the logistics, because obviously it's weird because it's like a theater because all the seats are in front of you. It's not full. You got the huge-ass screen.
Yeah.
Talk to me about how you think that would play out.
So when I heard that Dana had picked that place out and it was a one-night show that only, like, that was it, just a one time, and then gone. When I walked into that place on UFC Noche, I was like, wow. And the first thing I imagined was imagine a WWE event here. So the logistics is definitely, it's you can make it work. there's no way you won't make it work.
Yeah.
It's like Dana made it work. So I'm really hoping that one day we put on a Raw, a SmackDown, or whatever WWE wants to put in there. I think it's worth it, most definitely.
The place is absolutely awe-inspiring. And you're talking about crazy events and crazy fans. I know you've been very public about we need a PLE in Mexico, Mexico City, wherever in the country. I was lucky enough to go back. I'm a Puerto Rican.
Okay.
Get to go back to Puerto Rico for Backlash. Of course, Bad Bunny and Damian Priest. That moment when you talk about WWE and when you talk about Latinos was such an incredible night. Being there, not only for Backlash, but the SmackDown the night before, my ears popped like 5 times.
Yeah.
When you talk about crazy environments, because you've been in all of them, talk to me about that environment and that crowd.
Historical. You know, I've had the opportunity to wrestle Puerto Rico before I signed with WWE in 2002. I went there from 2001, maybe 6-8 months. So I've always heard stories about Puerto Rico, but I had never gone. So
a little hardcore, but we loud.
I love it. It's very Mexican style. You know, Mexicans love their lucha libre. So same thing happened this last time that we did Friday Night SmackDown one night before the pay-per-view. And it was just historical for me because I not only represented the Latinos, but the fact that I was in there against my son as well. And that was a great reaction.
Carlito came out, you would have thought it was Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Two questions to get you out of here. You've been public on Instagram, the stem cell therapy, and how it's kind of helped you, revitalized you. My man, you, no disrespect to Mike Tyson, but you've kept your step. No disrespect to the legend. Can you talk to me about how that's helped you in your career to keep it going?
Incredibly. It's thanks to the stem cell and modern medicine, you know, all the little gadgets that are out there, like cold plunge, infrared sauna, you know, Hyperice, Normatec, all of those things that played a big factor in me being able to still continue still. Obviously, stem cells is the majority factor, and that has kind of slowed down the time for me, so I'm aging a little bit slower than normal.
How many masks do you have in your house right now?
I've lost connection. I've lost the collect, man. It's crazy. So I probably have to match my mask with my wife's purses. Just imagine that.
Okay, so that's a whole separate house for all of them. And we'll close out with this. Obviously, last week was the anniversary of Eddie Guerrero. May he rest in power. And obviously, your guys' history is incredible, and there's a lot of moments. WrestleMania 19, was it 19 or 21? The
21.
One in LA.
21.
21, Los Angeles, the Staples Center. The unique situation of not only opening WrestleMania, but you guys were tag team champs at the time. And again, opening up is just as important as closing it out. Talk to me about that thought process and how happy you were with that match.
Incredibly thankful for the opportunity. Incredibly thankful with Eddie presenting that opportunity, because that is what kicked off our rivalry with Dominic eventually coming into the picture. But I've always said that the first match of the night is kind of what kicks off the pace for the whole night. Eddie and I had a banger that night. I enjoyed it very much. It's one of those that stays dear and close to my heart. So it's just, it was a different level, man. I loved Eddie so much, and I enjoyed being in the ring with him, and I learned so much every single time I had the opportunity to step in there with him.
It's absolutely beautiful. You're here at Complex Con. A lot of people want to talk to you. I know you live here in Vegas. We'll get you in the studio soon enough, but we will see you April 19th and 20th, WrestleMania 41. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster. Ray, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for the time, brother. Thank you.
Much appreciated. Thank you.